Blog Talk Radio.
Cut that shit up, Quay. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
In the kitchen whipping, I'm rapping again.
Whipping.
Keep on playing, then I'm stabbing your friend.
Woo.
I'm in the hood, I think I'm back trapping again.
Trapping.
Ooh. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Hey,
on my grizzly, back stacking again.
Hey,
big up all that on me, backpacking again.
Wow.
Keep a quarter on me, backpacking the bin.
Catch.
Quaver, back at it, count up 100, the rest at it, yeah, my wrist a Titanic, ice at the glacier, it do damage, yeah, your gon' panic, I see through a panic like a panoramic,
hey,
yeah, then get back to whipping, then get back to trapping, your back at it,
woo,
if it's too crowded, I might shoot out the roof and say, let him come through,
bye-bye.
Keep it 1,000 when I'm in the booth, I spent 2,000 to step in the shoes, gang gon' gang, how you think we gon' lose,
yeah.
Back to back motorcade, that's how we move, on mama porch, I was sitting on the stool,
mama.
When I hopped up, I took off to the moon,
oh my gosh, back at it again,
back at it.
In the kitchen whipping, I'm rapping again.
Whipping.
Keep on playing, then I'm stabbing your friend.
Woo.
I'm in the hood, I think I'm back trapping again.
Trapping.
Woo. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Hey,
on my grizzly, back stacking again.
Hey,
big up all that on me, backpacking again.
Wow.
Keep a quarter on me, backpacking the bin. My diamond like Fiji, I'm yellow bees, the ice out in this freezer, just cop the Luigi. Oh, take it easy, you trippin', I'm leaving. I drank in the freezer, this now come easy. I'm trapping, I mean it. My blood double G me, that cooler, that heater. Take knocks in your reader. I sent some shots through a white beater. Chop a knock out of his fever. Don't call me little baby, I'm sorry, don't need you. That's mine, I got shot up, then went up on features. Body for body, my some demons. We tiff it, tally, you bustin' and bleedin'. Stopped in the land in the booth with my Nina. Back in the day, used to trap in the beamer. I'm a true hustler, my the schemer. In her eyes and that look the creamer. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
In the kitchen whipping, I'm rapping again.
Whipping.
Keep on playing, then I'm stabbing your friend.
Woo.
I'm in the hood, I think I'm back trapping again.
Trapping.
Woo. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
Hey, on my grizzly, back stacking again.
Hey,
big up all that on me, backpacking again. Keep a quarter on me, backpacking the bin.
Wrist so froze, I can't shake hands, I gotta give you a pound. Wave my bank account, quadruple, think I'm still slanging pounds. Told them catching my vote for who, trying to get this dope across the border. Grew up, I'm from East Atlanta, but stand my ground like it's Florida. The judge, the bailiff, the local reporter. Tell the hoax to my lawyer, grew up slicker than oil. Parked the dawn, wrote the raid to the truck with the odds. Look like a Rolls dealership every time I bring out my cars. Stars by the bar, neighborhood superstar. 24K, Bruno Mars, down to the drawers. I'm thinking large, talking old money, Chico the bars. Blue sound 20, futuristic, move when it's parked. It's Gucci.
Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
In the kitchen whipping, I'm rapping again.
Whipping.
Keep on playing, then I'm stabbing your friend.
Woo.
I'm in the hood, I think I'm back trapping again.
Trapping.
Woo. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Hey,
on my grizzly, back stacking again.
Hey,
big up all that on me, backpacking again.
Wow.
Keep a quarter on me, backpacking the bin.
One, two, one, two.
Tom Golden, welcome to Shoebox Talk. We in here again. How y'all doing?
Doing good.
All right, I'm doing okay. It's been a long day. We started our series on current events. And boy, I'm telling you, we could do current events every week. It's always going down in these here United States. Man, I don't even know where to start. First of all, I want to say welcome to Darius. His first show as being the co-host of my co-host on Shoebox Talk. So welcome.
Well,
I know
thank
that you're,
you.
You call in all the time, but you got a different role now. So. welcome. Welcome. We're glad to have you on the team permanently, officially.
Oh, yeah.
At any rate, with that being said, who wants to start off with the most current event? I don't even know where to start.
Well, let's let our new co-host start.
What you got,
Well, Oh, well, first of all, good evening, and I'm honored to be the new co-host of Shoebox Talk. I'm going to go, well, want the COVID drama, or you want to talk about the new VP?
You're the co-host. We're going to roll with you.
Okay, I'm going to go with the vice president pick. Yesterday, Yeah, this we're going to have a family feud shoebox edition.
Oh, you don't think that she's a good pick?
No, wait a minute. I was making a joke. I said we can have family feud shoebox future.
Okay.
But anyway, let me get serious here. Yesterday I saw on MSNBC that Vice President Biden picked Kamala Harris. Now, in my mind, my list of vice president candidates was Kamala, Abrams. I like Val Demings. That was my X factor. Karen Bass, I didn't think was ready. I didn't think she was going to do it. And I didn't think the mayor, I didn't think Keisha Lance Bottoms of Atlanta was ready to be VP.
Okay.
Susan Rice, it was down between Kamala and Susan Rice, but I wanted Abrams, but I'm happy with the pick of Kamala, and I'm gonna tell you what, she's tough. If I seen them hearings during the Kavanaugh Supreme Court hearings and during the William Barr hearings. I'm going to tell you what, I don't watch vice president debates that much, but I'm going to be looking for when she goes against Pence.
Wow.
That's going to probably be much watched TV, and that's going to be talked about through social media. And, you know, the sad part about it, I looked at some comments on my news feed on Facebook, and some people are not that happy. And I put a comment there saying, I'm going to still vote for Biden. I say either you vote for Biden or we're going to have another 4 years of Trump mess. Take your pick. We're already in the mess with the coronavirus.
Well, and on that note, I have been in here and seeing comments too, and it's mostly been the black people. And I just came to somebody said, oh, you know, I've seen one funny one said, I wouldn't give a damn if a Jake from State Farm is on the ticket with Biden, he got my vote. I must have laughed.
Right.
I don't know how hard.
Yeah.
Right? That was the first time there. But I've been in a couple of groups. I'm in quite a bit of them, and I've been hearing, and it's the black people. So I just respond with this. This is my message. I'm going on record by saying it. We come from, first of all, I'm not surprised. We come from the town of tear each other down. Regardless, they did the same thing to Obama. He wasn't black enough. He wasn't hood enough or whatever, you know, the situation is.
Yeah.
Now they want to question her ethnicity. Then they want to talk about her record. Well, excuse me, and I just responded before I started the show to this other comment that somebody, because one of the reasons is somebody's always tagging me. They always want me to speak on something. Sometimes I don't say nothing. But I said, excuse me, first of all, wasn't she not a prosecutor? Why are you going over her record? That's what she's supposed to do, prosecute. That was the first thing I said. The second thing I said was, did they commit a crime? You know, you act like she went knock on their door and had them drug up out their house and put them in jail. You know, just looking for any reason not to support, basically what it is. You know, she's not black. She put too many black people in jail or whatever. Well, not initially when we mentioned it last a couple of shows ago, and I said I don't know about Kamala because I need somebody that's gonna get in there and do some prison reform. This prison, And then after I thought about it and they made that announcement, I said, you know what better person to pretty much undo the, some of the shit that she probably did or take a different stand. You know, she know about, if you ain't got nobody else to know about prison reform, I'm sure she know a little bit more about it than any of the other candidates. So I'm like, okay, you know what? This might, this is going to be a good, this is a good fit, you know. That and the fact that she's a strong sister. Oh, then I got the comments, oh, she married to a white man. And it's just, and this is the thing. I don't know because why other nationalities are scared to say it, or I'm just not, you know, in conversations or in the same groups or different conversations being had with other nationalities. But it's the black people. That's what we do. We tear each other down. And after I put that part in there, everybody shut up.
Hello?
Y'all tear. I'm not surprised.
Hello?
That's what we do. We tear each other down. You know.
Hey, Troy, how are you?
Who's that? Okay, we got to go on mute.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you 100% on that. I got to the point where I just got tired of saying it. I got tired of even talking about it. Cause I said, you know, and I was looking at the people who I actually respect enough to respond to, and I had to address them directly. Like, you know, I recall when Obama was going against Hillary, you were the main one hating on Obama because he didn't support reparations. When he called into the 900 AM WRD in Philly, and Bill Anderson, Fox 29 News, asked him on a Saturday morning about reparations. He said no, he doesn't support it. He couldn't see how logistically it could be done. Oh, my God. They wanted to lynch that brother. Right? I didn't like it either. I ain't going to lie. But at the end of the day, I'm a tribalist, so I got to worry about the right now. She, like you said, she was a prosecutor. She wasn't a damn daycare worker. Her job was to send people to jail. You know, there's some things in there, political, and some things that she hid, but all prosecutors do it. All, you know, just, you know, they have to protect the state. They're agents of the state. So there's some things I don't agree with that she did in the past. Like, I'm more worried about what she's going to do now. I want to hear more about the plans for the black community from her and Biden, and that's pretty much where I'm at with it.
When I look at the other candidate, because I was thinking about Rice, because she was, what was her position again? Not the second, she wasn't the second, what was her, Rice's position when she was under Obama?
I think she was,
she was of the defense, something. And I said, that would be the person we need that.
Or Attorney
General.
She was the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations.
So I was thinking, she probably could get in there and get this prison reform. Something has to be done about this prison reform. It's actually ridiculous. And
Can I throw a question out?
The one person that I felt like could get that done now that I thought about it is a person that used to be a prosecutor, you know?
Yeah, but Susan Rice would be Secretary of State. You wouldn't put her in charge of prison reform.
As a VP, if I was the president, whoever becomes the VP is going to have to work on the prison reform, bottom line.
Oh, yeah.
That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And it's overdue. You got men up in there, been up in there. The problem with it is if you got to reform it, because if you say, you know, okay, you did time served, you're out of here for, you know, you're supposed to get life. And so then the city, the state has a bunch of lawsuits, civil suits. People want to, you know, start suing because you got me up in prison all these years and then drop the charges or whatever the case may be. After some time, some attorney's going to start knocking at your door and be like, you know what, that wasn't right. They shouldn't have did you like that. And now here you go, yeah, you know what, you're right. I thought they'd get me a lawsuit. So the problem with the prison, it needs to be reformed and start transitioning them old drug dealers on up out of jail, you know, on the three-strike rule crap is what I call it, the three-strike crap. So
the problem with that is that's something the most they can do is the federal, you know, the Bureau of Prisons, the federal judicial, so they can't really affect the states. That's where we got to make sure we all vote these Democratic governors too, and make sure they're progressive governors who want prison reform, because it'll be reformed on the federal level, but then the state level still suck. You still get way more time. You still get screwed over for slight infractions.
Yeah. And
the three strike rule is not on federal; it's on state. It's on the state prison.
Yeah, that's why a vice president can't do nothing about that.
Well, they need to get with the governors and get something proper. It's got to be something in the Constitution.
There you go.
They can get that. Something got to give. No.
Well, it's state laws. You know, and that's why it's so important not to skip over them primary elections where a president isn't involved. You know, people tend to only go to the elections that are involving a president, but they skip the ones for the judges. They skip the ones for the secretaries, not the secretary of state, the
governor.
The governor and the local and state and regional municipalities. You've got to go to those places. I don't miss an election where there's a judge. You know why? Because I want a judge that's going to be okay with prosecuting cops. I want a district attorney that's going to be okay for filing charges against cops.
Right.
So it's, you know. But, Darius, you had a question?
Yeah, I think if you look back in them Democrat debates, remember when Kamala made her comments as Biden about her time about the busing. I think that could have been the X factor right there during the Democrat debates.
What do you mean by X factor?
About when they were debating. If she don't probably get the nomination, she could probably at least vice president, or at least be attorney general.
Well, yeah, that's what I was hoping. I was hoping for him to make her the attorney general, but when I had to stop and look at Stacey Abrams and the other two sisters that he was looking at, we need them in other spots. Stacey Abrams will go for a rematch for that governor spot because she only lost because they cheated her. She's going to go
a
rematch, or she's either going to go for Senate. And she,
well,
she
they
is,
need to do a recall election. Recall
can't. It's too late for that. Yeah, it's too late for that. It's too many years in the past. But she is a policy wonk. And a person in policy is a person that goes into any agency and just look at the problems, look at the policy procedures. Switch them all up to benefit the people. That's why we need her either in the Senate or either as the governor. So we'll see what happens. But
she talked about running for the Senate. What seat is open in the
no.
Senate?
Well, she hasn't talked about it, but that's one of that's a wait and see because there's a Democrat already facing one Republican for a spot in Georgia as it is.
Yeah.
So if they fail, then she's for the future. Bottom line, she's down the road, because after we get this Biden Trump thing sorted out, there's going to be another serious bunch of seats up next year. So we don't want to do like we did Obama, put Obama in there and only gave him the House and the Senate for 1 year or two, whatever it was. Then he had to spend
We went all the way home and went to bed.
And then we had 6 years of getting nothing that we wanted or we needed because they blocked them on everything.
I think that a lot of us don't really understand politics or don't even want to understand it, and how it works and how important it is to vote. You know, a lot of people had just voted for the very first time ever in their life when they voted for Obama. You know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some people just don't know simple civics. But social studies class is important.
Know.
They don't want to know, and this ain't nothing but a Google. You know, you go ahead and ask somebody, well, who do you report to on a local level for some shit? And they can't tell you, oh, I don't know. I get stuff in the mail. What? Well, who's the person that's in charge of this? Oh, I don't know. They know the mayor. That's about it. They can't tell you nothing else. So, it's about education. And in this stage of the game, with all this money laying around here, and y'all ain't doing no research, you tripping. All these small business loans on a city, state, and local level, and the small business loans turning into grant money. People walking around getting all this free money without the unemployment scams. I'm talking about just you got a small business and it's failing and you can go grip it. Or you want to start a small business. That money is laying around. But if you don't know jack shit, how are you going to get your hands on it?
Right. Just like when they came out and said, all these small business, we got some change for you. We didn't know how to go get that money them big businesses did.
Nope. You know who made money?
They got the millions of dollars. Them big, they went and got them, did it, you know, got their attorneys up on it, got it done legally, and got them checks. Somebody sent the check back.
Shame.
I forgot what company it was.
Lakers. Lakers.
Yeah.
The one. They got broke off.
Small business money.
What they got? What, 25 million? What the hell y'all need that for?
Exactly.
So,
why would you even apply for it?
Hey, it's funny because Kanye West got some of it too.
Oh,
because remember one of his companies was one of them bum ass clothes looking companies was failing, and was he was thinking about Chapter 11 that saved the day. Remember he was talking about he's about to file for bankruptcy. He's about to pull a 50 cent.
Oh yeah.
You know he's about to pull one of them moves. So I mean, hey man. I ain't mad at him, you know, because if I was in his shoes, I would have took it too. It's free money. They just giving it shit. I'll take it.
Right. Right.
So.
And so with that, you know, small businesses like myself need to know how to go get the grant money. Free money.
Yeah.
Laying around.
Yeah. Yeah. I done did like 4 grants in the last 2 weeks for 2 of my businesses. I'm waiting for responses because you don't know when the next time you're going to get a chance to come up.
Yeah.
You don't know when you're going to get another chance. So, but anyway, all right, Michelle, what you got?
Oh, QAnon. So this lady, not only did she disrespect Nancy Pelosi, called her a bitch, and then we're going to get her out of office. She just won the primary. She act like she already got the position. Right? This, what is her name? Green. Marjorie Green.
Taylor Green.
Mm-hmm. Up is a big-time QAnon conspiracist, and the word is that they're going... Just like this is the caveat of what we just said. Black people sipping on QAnon, they're going for Senate seats and shit. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And she's one of the first.
Well. Excuse me.
She's running around here. Her people, all them people, done voted, and she's running around here talking about child molesters on the island and all this kind of stuff. Just crazy. And people are supporting her and believing that mess.
Yeah.
They're brainwashed.
Yep.
Secret. It's crazy.
Yep.
And that's really you just need to pay attention. I wish us as black people, I wish we just pay attention. If we, the time that it's taking for us to tear Kamala Harris down, that she's at least, you need to be paying attention to these idiots. First of all, the people that believe in QAnon, this Q person or whoever made the shit up, don't know. They're on the assumption that this is people that are not QAnon is saying that this is Russia that got y'all all with this conspiracy stuff, and y'all sitting up laughing at y'all with this paranoid shit. That's what, because I kept saying to myself, I want to know exactly how, when Trump first got in, and I got caught slipping because that caught me off guard. How exactly is Russia how did they act exactly did they do that? When he won, they showed in Russia a clip of the Russians celebrating as if it was their president. So that's what made me start thinking, okay, how did they do it? Like, on social media. And now this is an example, starting all these conspiracy theories. They had people had with Jack set out to set Hillary Clinton, shut her down, talking about this, blew up this whole email thing. Well, in my mind, before the dumb became president, I was like, ain't nobody gonna believe that. Don't nobody care about that. And it caught me off guard. So, because there's a lot of, my thing was, Hillary is not the only one that was checking her emails from the crib.
Right? Yeah. See, that was the key part going after that.
They're doing some investigating, and the FBI has been investigating. They think that that Q stuff is coming from Russia. That's the word on the bird. So, you gotta wake up, man. We spend too much time playing the violin, walking around here acting like we owe reparations and the white man gonna give us something and the president gonna give us a job and then when somebody and ain't voting, the most of the ones is up on social media running their mouth, tearing down people don't even vote.
Yep. And then they'll be the main ones hollering when things don't go their way.
Right. So it's just all I know is when we're good, we're great. When we're good together, we're great. When we come together and we do what we need to do, but then, you know, to me, speaking about my own people, it's a form of just nonstop, undeniable ignorance. And it's embarrassing.
Well,
an idiot like this dude, first thing he do when he running for office, he go down south to the and get him together about 9 or 10, I think it was between 9 or 10 Baptist pastors, and take them to the church in the back room in the office, and everybody come out supporting Donald Trump. First thing he do, and right.
Well, you know why? You know why? Because they all walked away with $1 million each.
Exactly.
Money.
Donated to their church, to their personal account. And
well, what happens?
All you gotta do, but people know, politicians know. All we gotta do is go, give black folks some money. They'll be quiet. They'll do what we want them to do.
Well, see, here's the thing, and this is why it's so important for folks to understand how things work in this country. A president every year gets to pick what he calls faith-based initiatives that he could designate a certain amount of money to go to. I never forget what George Bush, he had his couple coons and buffoons pastors sitting up in the White House. One here in Philly, it has a big old mega church, which is funded from $1 million that George Bush gave him. So, if you notice, for 2 years straight, we saw the same 3 or 4 pastors. Whenever Trump's in trouble and he needs some black folks, it's that big old fat one, that old light-skinned one with the beard, like he's a former R&B singer or some shit. And he always come to Trump's. He always, he's like he used to be with Guy or some goddamn body. It always came to his defense. And when all you got to do is look at the church and see they're on the list. So I get it, but you're supposed to, that money's supposed to be spread out and given to multi cultures of faith and stuff like that. And it's supposed to be used as a grant, you know? You don't have a church. Right. Something he's supposed to file for, but he does everything else. He gives it to the ones who kiss his butt. You know, he rewards the loyal. So, you know, that's what it is. But just to touch base on QAnon, you know, just think back in the early spring when the primary started, we had 22 QAnon candidates. We're down to 11 right now. Okay, that.
What they fell out the race?
Huh? They got their butts kicked. The only reason why we heard about her last night because that was a runoff election. Something went. Uh-huh. Something happened, which they needed to reshuffle the deck for the Republicans. So when come November, she's going to have to face whoever the Democratic nominee for that seat is. But you know, the Democrats took out 11 of them. Conservative Republicans took out 11 of them. Now, come November, we still got another 11 more to deal with. And they're in Texas. They're in, they're everywhere. There's like 3 in Georgia, and there's even more on the local level. Right?
Mm.
So,
right.
You know, I mean, we're talking about an organization that follows a dude named Q. Nobody knows who the hell Q is. He just makes tweets and blogs and whatever fuck. And this is a guy, last time we talked about this, you know, we heard Alex Ross, crazy ass. He was a big Q fan and QAnon conspiracy guy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
the gay bomb, and then the bomb that blows up and it makes the frogs fuck each other. The men frogs hump on each other. So it's kind of weird shit. And it got to the point where when they took Farrakhan off because of what he was saying about the Jews, Facebook also removed the lunacy that he was saying. I mean, think about it. According to QAnon, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, all the liberals are literally running around smuggling kids into this Underground Railroad. They're fucking these kids, and they're also eating the babies.
What?
There's cannibalism going on. So.
That's what Q is saying.
Q put out the word, and I remember someone challenging if Donald Trump and Q, if they support Donald Trump. Of course they did. Because according to Q, Donald Trump was sent from the heavens to unveil, lift the veil, and show off all of the files and the lust and the cannibalism going on in politics and in Washington, D.C. So look it up. I mean, it's insane.
Now you know I am.
And the scary part is there are U.S. soldiers. There are in our military. They're in our police department. Okay? Type in QAnon in Google Chrome. Right? And then when you... and hit the images tab. You'll see military guys with the little color Q on their uniforms.
What?
You know, so it's they're everywhere. So when you see the Q and you got the red, black, you got the red, white, and blue Q sitting out in crowds. They got little hand motions that they do. You know, it's a weird cult type thing. And they believe that it's their job to wake up America to the evil powerful who are sleeping with children and eating babies and weird shit. So, but yeah.
Meanwhile, Trump has supported about nine of them already. Meanwhile, the pedophiles that really are doing it is sitting back, cracking up, laughing because the spotlight ain't on them.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. We got no problem as it is. Wow.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, shit is getting real. shit is getting real.
That's crazy. My thing is, my message is this: we need to black folks need to pay attention. The militant, the group. What's the golly? I reported on it last couple of shows ago. The group that's out of in Georgia, they went down there to that where the Ku Klux Klan is.
Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Yeah.
They were a black group.
Yeah. What they was called? We ain't taking
something,
this shit
not
no more
a, something. Not giving a fuck.
Yeah, not giving. Yeah,
yeah.
And so you go down there, you made all this stink, and you left, and we ain't heard from you since. But appreciate the effort.
We ain't heard nothing yet. We don't know.
No,
don't write them off yet.
Oh, I know.
All I know is it was a whole bunch of
they sure,
them.
Yeah,
they were in Dallas.
It was like a rally. They piled up in Stone Mountain, Georgia, and they made sure they did it right in front of the KKK, whatever the hell's going on down there. And I don't know. You know, it's been no reporting. They haven't made any statements lately. But I appreciate the effort because it sent a message that if we wanted to, we could. And that needed to be displayed. Don't get it, you know, we can come together and tear up some shit if we need to. So, and that was a good thing. All right, so I'll give you mine. What do y'all think about Kodak making medicine?
Oh, man.
Think about it. When the last time you bought a Kodak camera?
I would say my, maybe junior, senior year of high school. But I just say high school in general, years ago.
Wow. Kodak.
Okay, I just have to ask you this right quick. Because the ignorance is just really starting to bother me already. And we on day one. What part of Jamaican is not black?
I'm sorry. Please don't tell me somebody actually said that Jamaican ain't black.
Somebody inboxed me question to grown folks. Question, Janet. How does a father from Jamaica and a mother from India make Kamala black, African American? I don't even know if I want to respond to that.
I'll do it for you. Let's get this. Well, considering they're both melanated, let's start with that.
Yeah.
Two, she's born here in America. Okay, Jamaicans are of African descent. Right? Remember, there were a stopping.
That's the ignorant shit I'm talking about.
But yeah, that's fine. We're here to educate and wake people up. Because clearly somebody's asleep at the wheel. Hope they crash. So if you do your research, you'll know that the Caribbean Islands was a place that was used for auctions. A place where they would get the spices, and that's also a place where slave trades happen and a lot of intermingling. Why do you think just a few days ago they were celebrating their independence? Because they were under European control. It's a shame. How do you not know this stuff? They are our people. They are black. They're melanated.
Right.
India. They are alienated.
Yeah.
Why do you think for years many of us called ourselves Asiatic? Because there's some school of thought that Asia, our people came from there too. So I mean, y'all really need to read some goddamn books. I'm getting pissed off. Y'all need to read some books.
That's exactly.
This shit don't make no goddamn
don't
sense.
Research. Want to Google shit? Ain't really read nothing. Want to read a paragraph?
If you go on Google, at least read 10 goddamn articles and then go do the research to double check the articles. Because you don't have y'all just post shit and read shit and think you know shit.
Dang, somebody responded exactly what I was going to put. Somebody put Jamaican. Put Jamaican are descendants of African slaves, dummy. That's what somebody put. And, she was born in America. /African-American.
All right.
Yeah, boy.
Well, you know. But, what is your take on Kodak? And getting awarded all these contracts, the big fat cats who run it, the stocks went up, so of course all of them start making money. I mean, tens of thousands, literally just hours before Trump made his announcement that Kodak would be flipping and turning into a pharmaceutical company. Now, no history, no training, no skills in pharmaceuticals. But to save your company and you're listening to this guy, y'all going, and of course they're getting a government contract. So,
and I guarantee you, Trump is a part of that. That's one of his companies.
What you mean?
I bet you he got some stake in it.
Oh, I'm sure. You know, but again, this is Trump taking care of people that love them. But the good news is a probe. What was the? I'm having a bad memory tonight, y'all. What was the lady that ran up against Biden in the very very end? Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren has made several requests to the SEC to investigate. They honored her request. They investigated it, and all that whole sale, the whole deal, is frozen until further investigation. Because this thing stinks. It don't make sense. It is no explanation how Kodak, a camera company, received a $765 million loan under the Defense Production Act.
$765 million
loan under the Defense Production Act that he said he didn't want to do because everybody was taking care of everything. So they're going to make the coronavirus cure or the vaccine or whatever the fuck. Listen.
Oh, boy.
Look here, man. This is crazy. And, I mean, come on. The stocks start bouncing up. Dudes start becoming – dudes who were struggling came up overnight. And then the next day Trump makes this announcement. So, hey, we got a caller.
All right.
Really? Okay. Come on with it.
Hey, hey. Welcome to Shoebox Talk. Who are we talking to?
Hello, you're talking to Suzette from Southern California.
Suzette.
Hey.
Welcome.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Good evening.
All right. Well, you asked why Kodak. Well, Kodak, yes, does the photography thing, but because they use chemical components in the processing of photographs, or when they once did, I don't think they do anymore because they're switching gears. They're using those components, which they call APIs, and they're actually used in the, you know, in drugs, in the pharmaceutical company to make pills. And so since they've already have this chemical or the chemicals in order to process these, the pills, they have the first two components of what is necessary to make the pills for vaccines that are going to be tested, or you know how they do their trials, but that's why Kodak, you know, they needed help as far as their companies switching gears to, you know, keep up with the 21st century. They have the components needed necessary to make the vaccine, and supposed to create jobs because they're going to be reopening their plants in order to produce these things. So that's the deal on that. I just wanted to get some clarity on that, you know, or give you some clarity on that, because it wasn't so much willy-nilly. There was a purpose and a reason for it, so it was a win-win situation. If your company was, you know, struggling, but and you had all these warehouses of stuff that could be, you know, used, and then it wouldn't be much to just convert your manufacturing over, just like we did when we used I don't know, one of these other car companies when they started making ventilators or something. But so now they're just going to be going to. It's a temporary thing. It's not a forever thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be anywhere from 5 to 10 years, and then that's it. So.
Well, I completely understand everything you're saying, and I saw that, I read that, but why not Pfizer? Why not Merck? Why not Lilly? Why not GlaxoSmithKline? The people who have the people who are trained. Now we've been asking this man to activate that Defense Act and start mass producing ventilators, mass producing masks, gloves, and everything we need. And out of the blue, all the major parties and the major people who run that company, they're making money overnight before it was even announced. That's why the SEC is investigating them. That doesn't seem a little weird to you?
Yes and no. I know he's acted, put that defense act, and that's why we started making ventilators here. And but they had to, since they didn't own that warehouse anymore, the people who did own the warehouse, they were able to work a deal out with them, and still Ford was involved. But as far as these other Pfizer and other pharmaceutical companies, that's Big Pharma. And Big Pharma, you know, is going to charge you up the yin-yang, up the rear, and we're trying to get these things done, you know, with safely but with as least cost as possible. So since Kodak already has the components for the vaccine, it's not going to cost them anything to produce it. They just have to put it together to make the pill or injection or whatever it is that they're going to come up with after all. So I think it's a safer move to go with somebody that's coming up or up and struggling, and so now they're way back up, and to give it to Big Pharma. Big Pharma doesn't deserve it. Big Pharma likes to charge us $100 a pill for shit. And so I think it was a smart move to go with Kodak.
I agree with the overpricing of Big Pharma, but that's what an auction is for. That is what make them compete for the best price. Here's the problem. Trump has had a long history of awarding things to people who show loyalty. That's why no one trusts him. You know, it's from what I understand, even his own the Trump corporation entity has received some of that money to pull themselves out of the fire, which doesn't make sense. So it's when you have a bad track record of doing these kind of shady deals, it's hard for someone to swallow. So a company that has the chemical but no experience, yes, they have the facilities, but still no experience. When all he had to do was line all these big farmers up and say, listen, you're not going to overcharge me. You're going to give me the best rate or you're out of here. He's the art of the deal, remember? So I can't buy it with this guy. I just can't. It makes no sense.
I can respect that. That's your title to your opinion. I just think that he did make the smart thing because he's working with Big Pharma now to reduce the drug costs for prescriptions and stuff like that. And I guess recently he signed an executive order. And so he's trying to get these things down. As far as I know, you know, I don't know. None of us know because none of us is Trump. So, you know, we've got to investigate and look at things. And I think it would be cool to be a billionaire.
Yeah.
Maybe not necessarily a man. I like being a woman, but, you know.
There you go. Well, you guys have any questions for Susan? Want to remark on anything she said? Okay. Well, we thank you so much. Feel free to
hang on. You can
tell
me I'm an idiot. I can take it. It's okay.
No, everyone is entitled to their opinion. And here's the thing: you did your research and you presented a case. You know, so there's some who aren't familiar with the story. So you know, you presented the other side. Now I always welcome the other side to come through and share it.
Oh well, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. No problem. We're going to put you on mute, but you can feel free to hang on. Listen to the rest of the show.
Thank you.
Cool. There you go. All right. What's your, what else you guys got? We got about 9 minutes.
Why in Georgia? Why are people in Georgia having a hard problem understanding that, which everybody already knew, that the kids, now all these kids have come up sick. What was the numbers I wrote down earlier today? 260 confirmed cases in Georgia from you know, not just students, but also personnel. And they temporarily want to close down the school to clean it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't have no leadership in Georgia.
But everybody told this dude, this governor, that this was going to happen. Nobody. I want to know why nobody's listening to the professionals who told this dude that people are going to get sick. That's one thing.
Well,
my other thing is, excuse me, but schools are not daycares. school and not daycare. It's not free daycare, you know.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, we got another caller.
Okay, come on.
Welcome to Shoebox Talk. Who are we speaking to tonight?
Hey, this is Dedrick, y'all. How y'all doing?
Hey,
you doing all right?
I know
I'm glad you made
it. I know
it.
I'm late in the game. Say again.
I'm glad you made it. It's better late than never.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
I think we heard you snoring too.
No, you ain't heard me snoring. No, ma'am. No.
So we're talking about? We're talking about her. This is a Shoebox Talk current event.
Current event.
And I was just, yep. I just happened to be mentioning about the kids. I'm like, I'm not understanding. It's not that complicated. Kids are belly aching because they want to go to school because they're bored. But this is a life and death situation.
You know, I think people are so spoiled. They want their things their way, and they're not thinking their way through it. Also, like you was talking, one of you guys said something about the governor and you know who controls the state itself. Like you have
Kemp
to
don't know what
sense.
He's doing.
No, I think you gotta use your common sense. You can't. Oh, like kids, your immune system. Like one thing I listened to is 45 said that the kids' immune systems were great. You know, he's always talking about the great. And how the best we're doing this and the best we're tops. I'm like, this dude is an idiot. First of all, kids' immune systems are easily compromised. You understand? Because it's not fully developed yet. So why would you send kids who has been exposed to other people into a particular place where other kids are coming from other areas and you don't know what they've been exposed to? Why would you even think that that's a good idea? Everybody's bored.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants to be, you know, in human contact. That does not matter. If you're really thinking, it doesn't matter what you want. I'm going to give you what you need, meaning I'm going to give you space. Okay? Let's create a virtual platform so that we can make sure that the learning continues and all that good stuff. It doesn't matter what you want when your health is at risk.
Right. At some point,
that doesn't matter.
Well,
that don't make
you gotta stand up.
Well, here's the. Let me interject. It's just not. It's not just Kemp. You got DeSantis in Florida doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And DeSantis. Yeah. I go there about Governor Abbott of Texas. I'm telling you, they basically want to do it their way, but they're costing people their lives.
Now,
and
absolutely.
And
but,
I'll tell
but,
you what.
But,
don't be surprised
but,
a recall
but
election.
The governor of Texas. The governor of Texas is letting the mayors make the decision. He's not as bold as DeSantis and old dude in Georgia. We're not going back to school.
Yeah,
he's kind of sitting in the cut and seeing what's happening in Georgia and say, okay, no, y'all make the decision.
Yep.
I'm not gonna make the final decision. But
he
did
said, I'm
make
not jumping off the cliff.
Because he don't want to be the blame. He doesn't want to accept the blame.
Yep.
That's their problem.
Yeah.
Well,
when
you look at it, it's all – think about it. What is the common denominator here? They're all ours.
Donald Trump.
They're all following.
Yeah.
They're following. They're
Trump.
Following Trump's lead. And, I mean, look. You can believe it don't matter. I mean, we could sit here for another 5 hours breaking down why these goofballs are listening to him. This is the same guy that said this morning, as early as this morning, I believe it was, that this will all be going to waste and it'll all blow over. He's still saying that. It's like this. He doesn't get it. You know, children. To your point, Janet. Children have. I'm sorry. My son's calling. Sorry about that. You know, children have went up by 90%.
Yeah,
in terms of corona cases. So this is just a matter of just common sense. You listen to your doc. You listen to the doctors who are in charge of this stuff. Okay, that's why when it comes to public health, politicians should never be in charge. Politicians
not,
should never
well,
be in charge
medical
of public
decisions
health.
Like this. And excuse me, there are kids. Did you see the black lady in Georgia last month with both of her kids died? Both of them? They were like,
yeah.
14, they were like 15, 16. Because kids do have underlying health conditions too.
Yep. Thing is mutating.
It's,
you know, because remember at first only this person can't get it, that person can get it. Months later, oh, that person got it now. So it's one of these things that we just have to use common sense, lock everything down, because all the other countries that had it real bad, they locked everything down. And they did it.
Yeah,
in
it down.
Yes, it cost. It just, yes, it wrecked their economy. Of course it did. But we're surpassing everybody in deaths and in cases. So
it's when you don't have no leadership, this is the results.
So going forward, 2021, because Corona is still going to be here. Fast forward, Biden and Harris is in office. What do you think that they're going to do to get this under control? What can they do to stop?
I say number. I think there's going to be nationwide mask wearing.
Well, the thing is if you're not closing everything down, like.
Yep.
They should have stuck with what they started to do and shut all this stuff down to begin with, like, and that's the only thing that's going to happen, in my opinion. Like, you got people halfway wearing masks, you got people not following directives. Yeah, like people are what's killing this thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they're forcing everything. Like. You got people marching on Capitol steps and stuff like that with rifles and guns and stuff like that, talking about they demand to be free. They demand for these restaurants to open up. Like, people are stupid. Like, people are so stupid. Like, you would think there's a little bit of common sense. Nope. Common sense straight up gone. Like,
nope.
Dude, get your butt at home. Get creative on living. And let this thing pass over or get gone or something. Everybody's demanding everything be open. Like, you're putting yourself at risk. And I just don't understand it.
Me either.
Yep.
It's
so
crazy.
As far as what they're
going to
be able to do, they're
going
to have to shut everything down.
Yeah. It's
sanitized.
Because
and I don't know if y'all remember. You remember when China was dealing with this thing? Man, they were spraying the streets, buildings.
I
mean, you ain't gonna be able to weld nobody in the house. Now you ain't gonna be able to do that.
Right.
But
walk outside,
I'm just saying they were literally spraying the streets.
Yep.
Listen, man. Yep. Some countries, those real tyrannical countries, you got the shit kicked out of you. You know, I have a client that's in the Bahamas and another one that's in the Caribbean, and they're like, you know, they catch you outside without a good reason. Those sticks are going across your head. They say they run you back home.
Yeah, I saw
and, you know, it, can it, I just it, say it, this? The sad thing is, my barber died from COVID.
Yeah,
he went to the after he cut my hair the day before 4th of July. He went to Alabama to celebrate with his brothers. Then when he came back, he had COVID.
Mm.
Wow. Sorry to hear that.
Damn,
wow.
That is.
All right, everyone.
So
we're down to our last minute. We got to close up shop.
Okay.
Okay.
Miss Janet?
Well, Dedrick, I'm glad you made it in the last few minutes of the show. Put your two cents
so
in.
So happy to be here.
We so do appreciate it. We got Darius here. Cole is the new co-host of Shoebox Talk. We appreciate that. Yeah. And, of course, our producer, Hakim. I appreciate y'all. Y'all stay safe, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Make sure you guys, if you're looking for work, you want to work from home, we got some customer service positions and customer care positions available at www.zurinc, zurinc.com. ZURIINC.com. Zuri Inc. for work from home positions.
And,
check them out.
And
all
don't
right?
forget my.
To go, guys. Hold on a second. Thank you, Susan. Thank you, Ms. Dopeness. Thank you, Zedrick. Darius, we got to go. I'm literally out of time.
All Okay.
All right, we'll catch you next time. Y'all have a good night.
Good night.